beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
I mean, she's a damn demon. And it seemed to really get to them that I called them demons.
Well, it would. She's sensitive to that. But I'll tell you this, ask anybody that's ever been around her about the odor.
About the odor, because I've had Secret Service say she smells like basically like rotting meat. I said, what's it smell like? And a guy joked and goes, you know, crap. They go, no. He said the other word, S-H, you know what? And they go, no, like rotting meat. We're all like, ugh. Then I talked to Dolly Kyle. She said, worst smell, dirtiest she's ever seen. Just totally filthy all the time. Had to be around her for years. And then I talked to their chef. He said, yeah, I never got really close, but they say she stinks really bad. Obama, I've been told, smells like rotting meat. Now, the Bible says this is what demons smell like. I just keep getting told they smell like hell. Tell us, Larry.
There is an odor around that woman that if you're within 10 rows of her, if you have any kind of smell sense at all, you're going to smell her.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Trump TV. Yeah, that'll work. Sounds right. Why not? Check them out on the web at trump.tv. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code of, probably not, for a very special discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Trump TV free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Thank God. I don't want it.
You don't want
actually,
what?
I don't want Trump TV. You know, the funny thing is, I think we've already mentioned this, that my state is voting for Donald Trump because, you know, the kind of people that live in my state, redneck, hillbilly, stupid ass people who are so racist and bigoted and everything else and supposedly conservative all at the same time, that they are just eating up every little word that he said.
Oh, dear God.
He smells like rotting meat.
I something happened and I forgot what I was doing. And oh, I know what it was. I had split the windows before and I was reconnoitering them. What do you call that when you put them back together? You're recombining them, I guess. It was very confused. It was a stupid internal setup thing. I was just confused by what I was looking at on the screen. That's why I had a puzzled look on my face, unless you were curious. Hey, Adam, it's 9:28 p.m. on a Thursday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who's in the chat room this evening?
Well, it's a little light this evening, but we have Icy Greg, Q Sledge, Tim in Alaska, and we did have Kirani Umbra in there.
Yeah.
Who he appears to have dropped out, but I'm sure he's still listening. I'm sure he hung up and he'll listen for our answer on the air, Bob.
Wow.
So
that is amazing. Anyway, yeah, so here we are. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. It's our second Thursday. So, you know, I don't know why you're trying to shame the people that did show up in the chat room. You're basically making them feel bad.
I'm not shaming anyone.
Chat room, we're glad you're here.
No, don't.
It doesn't matter if there's only two of you or only one. It doesn't matter. I appreciate each and every one, unlike my co-host who just cannot abide by the fact that there's only three. Oh, dear God. I see. Look, Adam, you threw a temper tantrum and now there's more people in the chat room. So Kiri and Umber came back and then Auntie Vera Charles popped in and then Parker popped in. So hi, all of you. Like I said, you know, don't let Adam frighten you. You know what it is? It's weird, Adam, that they would wait until after you did roll call because they're probably scared of you. You probably intimidate them.
Well, maybe. I don't know why. I am the nicest person in the world. Now, that's all I've got to say.
Well, let's talk. All right. So you were talking about Arkansas. I almost said Alabama, but you're talking about Arkansas, the state that you're from. You really think that they're going to vote for Trump? Do you really think because
okay.
Hillary Clinton was the first lady of Arkansas, Adam.
Okay. I don't know how much stock that you put in it, but there's this guy called Nate Silver.
I love Nate Silver.
And he was the Moneyball guy.
Yeah.
You know, he invented this algorithm to something in baseball. I've seen the movie, but I don't remember. Anyway. And he was like wanted by all the teams, right? He did all this prediction stuff. And then he started doing it for presidential elections. His website is called 538.
538.com.
And he has a prediction about who's going to win. Now, apparently he's been correct for the last two elections, I believe.
Yes.
That's not very many. You know, there was a professor.
Wait. The last two presidential election cycles, which would have been over 8 years. So he was. That has been a lot because he's doing all the every year there are elections. He's like he does the
Senate. Is he doing those as well?
The Senate and Congress.
Well,
yes.
There's a professor, some history professor or something, that's been predicting elections since like 1980 something. And I don't remember his name. In early September or something like that, he predicted that he thought Trump was going to win. But anyway, I go to the Nate Silver blog every day.
Yes.
And Arkansas is a solid red state.
That is not true. That is not true. Trump has a 97.8% chance of winning Arkansas today. That is actually down, Adam. I don't know if you knew that or not. That's actually down. His high, let's see, his entire cycle high was a 98.6, which is back in September 26th. But yeah, he's now down to 97.8.
My parents are not rednecks. In fact, my stepfather is from Washington State. He is from nowhere near the South. Like, he is as far away from the South or from as far away from the South as you can possibly get. And yet, they are both really, really conservative Republican. And I just don't think they could make, no matter, they could put Satan himself, which I'm not convinced they didn't, in that Republican nominee spot where Donald Trump is.
You know, demons have a smell of rotting meat, Adam. Do you think that Donald Trump smells like rotting meat?
Maybe. And they could put, I mean, Satan himself could be running as the Republican. And my parents would probably vote for Satan to avoid putting in the Democrat, you know.
Right. And you know what? I used to have this argument on a podcast called the Archer Gangbang Show because the host of that show would always say, you know, oh, make sure you vote Democrat and blah, blah, blah. And I have never been one to just vote Democrat. It's just like, no, I'm going to vote based on the person and what their views are. I mean, you know, it's like that. It may be a Republican, it may be a Democrat. I tend to favor Republicans closer to home because, in my mind, more politics are local. I find the social, the social views of the National Republican Party to be quite abhorrent. But I've lived in states where that's just not the case, right? Connecticut, it's like, it's a fairly blue state. But, I voted Republican. I voted Democrat. I don't think I've ever voted all one party. I voted independent. In Florida, where I did most of my electing in my lifetime, you know, our judges don't have a party.
Tim in Alaska also doesn't have to worry about voting because his state is also on the Trump train.
Now that's more interesting because actually Trump only has a 65% chance of carrying Alaska. Here's the important
thing. That's true.
Here's the important thing to understand about this particular election cycle. North Carolina is going blue. Arizona is going blue. Colorado and Nevada are going blue. And these are, Colorado has been purple in the past, but it's like Arizona is a red state. Anything is possible at this point in time. And again, I would like to point out, because I know I read these things on the internet all day long when I log into Facebook, the whole like, oh my God, this is the most important election of your fucking life. And if you don't vote for Hillary, then if you vote for a third party or for anyone else, and that's a vote for Trump, which is all bullshit because it's the presidential election, which is electoral, it's the electoral college, which is unlike any other election. So it's like, No, I'm in Connecticut. I could write in Mickey Mouse. My vote has, the ROI on my personal vote is zilch. It's just like, it doesn't matter what I do. Connecticut is going to go for Hillary. I can sit from that place of privilege in safely ensconced in a blue state, and I can say things like, I'm writing in Michelle Obama because I think she's a better candidate. I have the freedom to do that.
Actually, I think she would make a, well, I don't know.
Oh my God, I would campaign for Michelle Obama.
She is a really good speaker. She's got great fashion sense. I mean, because, you know, you really need that, you know, and she goes on Ellen.
Yeah.
I mean, she's cool. She's hip. She exercises. So,
yeah, the point is,
grows a vegetable garden.
We're not a political show, but my point being,
no,
for the majority of us in the country, we are in a die is cast, an alecta est type state, right? The die is cast. It's like, if you live in California, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or not. California is going blue. It's just like that. That's not even in question. Most of us live in states that are one way or the other. So if you want to qualify those Facebook posts occasionally and go like, if you live in Ohio or Florida or North Carolina or Pennsylvania or Wisconsin, then, you know, a vote for Jill Stein is a vote for Trump. Otherwise, carry on. Just kind of.
Well, I am voting, and I know we're not a political show, but since we're on the topic, just to bring it up, I'm going to be at a convention on election night.
Oh, a Republican convention?
No, I'm going to be at a DevOps convention.
Yes.
And in San Francisco. And I want to vote because, you know what? We have the right to vote. I know my vote's not going to matter much because we're pretty firmly red. I'm looking at the color. Right, it looks right. pretty
See,
firm.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. There are so many more things that your vote will count for. I'm just talking about the presidential election only. When I'm talking about your votes not counting, I'm only talking about the presidential election.
I am not straight up Democrat. I'm an independent, and I will vote for whoever I agree with the most.
Yes.
Or
whoever
I think is, you know, going to do the best job.
All right. Now, without looking, who are you voting for Senate this year?
I don't know, Daniel, because that's the thing.
Well, you're in luck, because neither of your senators are running this cycle, but that's okay.
Okay, great. I've told you guys before, I'm not political.
I'm kidding. Actually, no, wait. You do have one. I was looking for Arkansas in the wrong place.
Let me just get this out there.
Yeah.
It is difficult, unless you search it out, to find out the politics and the beliefs and or positions of your local folks. The only thing you see without having to do tons of research is signs in people's yards. Vote for, you know, Kathy McCutcheon.
Here's the thing. The senators that are running, I mean, in your state, is Boozman versus Eldridge. So just based on their name, who do you think? Would you vote for John Boozman or Connor Eldridge?
It's Boozman.
It's spelled with two O's. Boozman. Well, and by the way, it's John Boner. So just don't even start down that line.
Says Boozman. I have heard a commercial for him.
You have?
Is he young or old looking?
I have a commercial. Here, let's play the commercial from him. John Boozman murders puppies on the weekends in front of Adam Burns' house.
But is he going to build a wall?
So there you go, Adam. He doesn't sound very good to me. It's like I don't know.
I don't know. The thing is, I mean,
you know who? Wait, all right. Here's the thing, Adam. While you ponder,
I'm
who you're
not
gonna
a Democrat, but I will. I'm not a Democrat, but I will say this: it's probably easier and safer just for me to vote all Democrat, because that's going to come closer to be people who aren't going to like take away my gay rights.
Adam, it is 2016. You know? It is 2016. You do know there's a thing called the internet. You can literally, I haven't done this, but I guarantee you, if you Google like Arkansas election positions or something like that, you will find a helpful pamphlet from any one of a number of different nonprofit organizations that will give you synopsises of what the major, you know, what
that would be synopses.
They're synopses then, Adam. But here's the thing. I just thought of the most brilliant idea ever. Maybe not ever, but a really brilliant idea, Adam. I was laying at home this past weekend because I didn't have anything I wasn't camping. I wasn't, I did go to a thing at an amusement park that I'll talk about in a minute. But Sunday, when I was just laying around on the couch, I had MSNBC on because I have that on in the morning when I'm feeding the cats. And I fell back asleep on the couch. And so I woke up midday, MSNBC still playing on the TV. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever watched MSNBC on the weekend, but it's just a Dateline marathon every week. It's either Locked Up or Dateline. That's what they play all weekend long. Just reruns of Dateline and Locked Up and stuff like that. Almost no politics on the network, whose slogan is "The Place for Politics." It has a little asterisk there, except on the weekends. So they have these, and I don't know, have you ever watched Dateline before, Adam?
I know the name of the show. There's this one
Dateline guy, the guy that narrates the thing. He's like an older guy, gray hair, crazy looking guy. But you know, and I'm gonna have to fuck with my gain here to do this correctly. But he does this thing where it's like, it doesn't matter what the story, like, give me a topic, like, give me a sad tragedy, like, you know, like a man that shot his wife, or just some sad tragedy. Give me one.
A old lady was hit while crossing the road by a drunk high school student.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This is every episode of Dateline ever.
It was a cold fall morning. The leaves had started to change on the trees. Edna Bloom decided to take a brisk walk first thing in the morning. It was just an ordinary fall day. Or was it?
And then they go to commercial because he ends every fucking narrative thing with like, and she was going to safely cross the street. Or was she? And it's just like, that's who should be doing the political ads. That dude should just do like every single political ad. Like, Hillary Clinton is going to vote for child health care. Or is she? It's just,
That would be a good one. Or the guy who is now dead, I think, who used to do the movie trailers.
Yeah, but that's more dramatic. And that's more.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even do the Dateline guy.
In a world where some crazies are going to build a wall.
I got nothing. Here's the thing, Adam. I asked you if you could get a bell. Do you recall me asking you the other day? And I will apologize. I only gave you like a day. It was out of the blue yesterday. I said, hey, do you have a bell?
Yeah, it's so strange the things that you'll text me and say, hey, Adam, can you get a bell? And it's like, no hello, no good morning, no like whatever. It's just,
Adam, I need you to mix a gallon of bleach and some red dye in your sink.
Like, you know, like I'm in a meeting and I'm just getting these weird text messages. Yes, but yes, Daniel, you did text me and ask me to get a bell.
I said, did you have, and you said, no, I did not. I said, can you get one at the Walmart? And you said, I'm sure I can. I'm like, I apologized to you for giving you such short notice, but I have a bell. You have a bell. All right. And you may ask yourself, why, Daniel, did you want to know if I had a bell?
Why, Daniel, did you want to know if I have a bell?
Thank you very much. My dad was a member of Toastmasters. Yeah, you know, but let me let the rest of the people in on the joke here. That probably should have gotten dinged too. My dad was a member of Toastmasters, and what Toastmasters is it's a group, a civic group where people get together to improve their public speaking skills. And as part of that, they will toss topics around the room, and people will get picked to go up and give an extemporaneous speech on whatever the topic is. Now, during the time that you're giving your extemporaneous speech, there is a sadistic motherfucker sitting in that room. It changes every week, but he is the bell ringer. And his job is to ring that bell at any time that you use a vocal crutch. See, you say, or if you stammer, like,
I don't,
if you say like, well, and then, you know, like any kind of stammering or stuttering or uhs or ums, or if you use a repetitive phrase, like, you know what I mean? Or, you know, or it's like that guy rings the bell.
That's a lot of stuff to listen for.
I know, but Adam, that I love crazy fuckers. I love crazy ass motherfuckers. That's why the previously this week is Alex Jones. It's like, I love listening to crazy ass right wing motherfuckers. And as I'm listening to them, I'm going, wow, they're really good at not stammering and doing uhs and ums. And I listen to my podcast and it's just littered with them. And I'm like, no, I want to be, I want to be at least as good as the crazy ass right wing people. So I asked you, Adam, my best friend, Adam Burns, I said, I would like for you during the time that I'm talking on this show, if I stammer.
I can tell that you're really thinking about it and just, you're really trying not to do it right now.
Exactly.
I can tell.
And that is the point, is to make you conscious of what you're saying. So that, and it did help, right? I was saying and then as you dinged me, I stopped because I am now conscious of the fact that I am talking. So Adam,
it's,
I give
hard
you
to do though.
It is, and you know, it's not going to be 100%. Chat room, please, you're on a 7-second delay. Feel free to ding. That's fine. You can just type in ding. We'll figure it out. But I am trying to improve myself, Adam. Wait, what did I say then?
It took me a minute. You said, I'm trying to improve myself.
Well, it's got to be at the time that it happens, Adam.
Well, I didn't have my finger right on the button. Excuse me. I just need to. And the other thing is, I have to be conversational with you at the same time. So I have to be concentrating and listening for any verbal crutch that you should possibly have.
Adam, I'm just asking if you, would you like me to, do you want to improve yourself?
You can do it. I don't think I say very often, but I do have anyway. I did say there. Listen to that. But I was thinking, see, that's I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's
thing,
the point.
Right?
That's the point. If you listen to Obama speak or to, that was me. If you listen to Obama speak or that crazy Alex Jones speak, they will go for the caesura. They'll just be silence as they.
It's okay to be silent as well.
Correct. It actually makes people listen to you more.
We edit out the silence.
I know, that's
so
the greatest part.
We would, rather than having, but mine typically are not. It's typically
okay.
Auntie Vera had this for a period of time. Auntie Vera was making fun of me because at that time I was saying like, and another one that I say that I think really is, you might not notice. Well, you probably do notice it, but you normally wouldn't think of that. I say, Oh, listen, look at that. I thought I didn't say, but I guess I do. You normally would not think of, that was it again, but I'm really thinking and I can't think of the word. So forget it. We can move along because I can't think of the word that I was trying to think of.
Great. Anyway, there you go, Adam. That is the, I give you permission to ding me for my self-improvement. This is me trying to improve myself.
Daniel, I'm going to miss most of them. And chat room, you also need to tell us if this is completely annoying as hell.
Or you can email us if you're not in the chat room, as most of you are not.
Email or, hey, here's a novel idea. Give us a call at our voicemail line and tell us how annoying it was at 229-234-7587.
That sounds right. That sounds right. Those were the numbers I would have picked.
I just said again. But see, now, is that a verbal crutch or is that just me thinking?
No, that was a verbal crutch. That was a verbal crutch. Exactly.
I'm processing something.
Right, but the point is to not vocalize the fact that you're processing and then you come across sounding more intelligent.
That is our phone number. I was correct. 229-234-7587. Give us a call.
Got it. All right. Adam, did you want to talk about one of your things or do you want me to get right into the meat of this segment, Adam? The thing, the scandal that is on everyone's lips this week.
Sure. You can go ahead.
Adam, I am talking about, of course, Acorn Gate.
Acorn Gate.
Big Fatty does a daily podcast where he talks about his life. Or does he? Yeah. Big Fatty, I don't know if you're familiar with Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online. Are you, Adam?
I am. I listen to it every day. Even when I don't feel like listening to Big Fatty, I force myself to hit play on Big Fatty at the very beginning of my day.
There you go.
As soon as I get in the car to go to work, I punch play on the Big Fatty. Right.
Now, Adam, I am only going to talk about Acorn Gate from the standpoint of how concerned I am about Big Fatty. You know, Adam, I've been a longtime advocate of taking care of the elderly in our community, and I'm concerned. That's all. This comes from a place of concern,
I'm trying to even imagine because I listen to him every single day, and I'm unaware of him mentioning acorns.
Well,
now, I don't know,
Adam. I have proof. I'm not Donald J. Trump. I'm not just going to throw that out there like some kind of fact.
You're not going to be. Big Fatty has big acorns.
Bigly. He has acorns.
He has really
bigly.
Big acorns.
big, you got to do the thing with the hands. Have you noticed for a man that has a problem, here's a little nib of psychology for you, Adam. He's really paranoid about his hands because he thinks his hands are too small, which they are. So he overcompensates for it by like suing people that say that his hands are too small. He actually sued a reporter for writing that his hands were too small. And then actually sent the guy pictures of his hands, like photocopied pictures of his hands, so he could compare the size of it. It was great. The man is insane. But what was my point? Oh, so when he was talking, if you notice, when he does those hand motions, and he does this at every speech that he gives, all of his hand, like if you remember JFK, like balled up his fist and kind of pointed with his thumb, and Bill Clinton kind of emulated that. Some people use two fingers to point, or they open the... Trump, every hand gesture he makes is designed to make his hand look big. They always have the fingers extended. He's either doing the A-OK sign or he's doing the other sign where he has, but it's always palm facing
very
out.
Very wide.
Yes.
Hand.
Yeah. He's trying to exaggerate the size, like a puffer fish, Adam. Like a fucking puffer fish in the. He's trying to make himself look like a cat that like puffs up its tail, you know, like to try to like look like it's like more threatening than it is. That's what it is. It's just, he's so. Oh, he's like a third grader.
I like having small hands. I have small hands, and I think my hands are beautiful.
Well, they wouldn't be my first choice. Oh, look, it was a Trump joke. All right, now let's get back to the important thing here. I say all of this about Big Fatty from a point, from a place of concern, not from a place of belittlement, Adam. But after...
Because you would never would say never, anything no, from a place never, of no, belittlement. No. That is not in your personality.
It is not, Adam. I'm a charitable person. That is not what I would do. This is from his, oh shit, that was, I'm going to ding myself on that one. Mine's way over here though. This comes from his show the day after the hurricane.
You said it again after you dung yourself.
Shit. So he had the hurricane first show, and then he didn't get everything done in that show. And so he had to continue it for the next several days. But this is the second day, I believe, of the hurricane coverage. Adam, this pertains to him cleaning up the yard. Now, at this point in time, the storm had passed him by and he was out cleaning up his yard. This is what he had to say.
And lots of leaves and lots of acorns from my yard. You know, they say that if there are a lot of acorns coming off your oak tree, that it's going to be a harsh winter. Y'all, we must be expecting about 10 feet of snow in Charleston this year, because y'all, there are sometimes when the wind starts blowing, y'all, it sounds like it's raining. Sounds like it's raining with the acorns hitting the roof of the villa here.
Now, Adam, you say you don't remember him saying acorn. He said clearly said the word acorn at least six
he
times
did.
In that.
He also said several times. Should I be dinging
No, Big Fatty is not playing the game. So here's the thing. You know, my mom has Alzheimer's and she starts and it didn't just all of a sudden her forget entire conversations all at once. This is a slow process where she slowly started to forget things. Adam.
Yes.
Adam, 2 days later, 2 days after that clip that you just heard, Big Fatty finally got finished talking about the hurricane stuff, and he gotten a present. Do you remember this? He got a present from Moose P in the mail,
yes,
in the villa mailbox.
Yes, I remember the present from Moose P. Yes.
As he opened the present and realized that it was a toque, a winter's hat, this is what he had to say.
Y'all, have you ever heard the old Big Fatty, why don't you speak into the microphone? Okay. Have you ever heard the old saying that that the oak trees, if they give off a lot of acorns, that it's going to be a harsh winter? Yes, Big Fatty.
Yes, Fatty, we heard it on your own fucking show 2 days before. It's like, you just told us that for the very first time.
What do you do, like take notes of every show that he does?
And then 2 days later, he's like, oh, have you ever heard that? Yes, we heard it. We heard it on your show.
I think you're a little autistic and your thing is podcast. You have some kind of, you know, podcaster autism where you remember and latch on to every little thing. And the other thing is, most of the podcasts that you listen to while you're asleep. So like your brain while you're sleeping is latching on to acorns from two different shows. And it's like those people who record their dreams, you know, they get up and you wake up, you know, in a sweat and you're writing down in your podcast journal.
Wait, hold on. I think we can do this.
It was a cold winter's night in Connecticut when Daniel Brewer laid his head down to go to bed. It was just an ordinary night. Or was it?
The
I want to do. I want to be that. I want to be that Dateline.
Exactly. You must. So, well, I will come to his defense a little bit, because how many things have we repeated? You don't remember what you talked about. We don't remember what we talked about in the last show. If we didn't have a Trello, which we don't now, what did you talk about in the last show?
In the last show, it was our very first Thursday. It was our very first Thursday. I repeated myself, so that's why I dinged myself. And we talked about how weird it was to move from Sundays to Thursdays. We were amazed.
That's an obvious one.
We were amazed how many people were in the chat room that evening. I remember, oh shit, that was, yeah, you can go ahead and give me that one. I remember that, oh shit, again.
It's every time you're thinking, just don't think. Just don't think and you won't ever have a verbal crutch.
On the show last week, Adam, but I'm not about to sit here on this show and say, hey, did you ever hear, and then say something that
podcasting on Thursdays is fun? I don't know.
Hello.
This is Scotty, your little Aussie butler.
Hey.
The king of Thailand is dead.
You have committed regicide. King of Thailand? Wow. So sorry, Scotty.
He is, but someone won that last week.
Ah.
But here's the deal about Scotty. He's so far away and bothers to call in. And not only does he call in, but he sends us a wave file that are all labeled voice recording. Scotty, if you could relabel those with a date or something, because I download them and it's like voice recording (4), voice recording (5), because, you know, that's what happens when you, anyway, but he goes to all that trouble.
Yes.
And, you know, he's poor now because he bought a new house or something.
Bathhouse. Didn't you like the name? He was asking for names, and I suggested the Little Aussie Bathhouse.
So anyway.
Also, he invited us to come and visit when he got back. And my question to him was, can we come before you get back? Like, can we just have the house to ourselves?
So he goes to all that trouble and I feel like I need to play his voicemails so he doesn't think that I ignored it or didn't.
No, you're not going to give him a pity entrance into the
I'm
contest.
Not because someone else already won. He
all right, quick,
did
Adam, quick, Adam, without
in.
Looking, who won the King of Thailand?
It was from Austin.
Mike from Austin.
Yes.
Did you ever hear that Mike from Austin won the King of Thailand's phone call? See, Adam, that's how that works.
No, Daniel, really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that. Anyway, so I just wanted you to know, Scotty, that I do check the email every week. And I did get your voicemail that miraculously you sent to us via email, but you were late. I'm so sorry.
Oh, so late. Adam.
Daniel.
Tell me a little bit. I'm shut. I'm just reading the topic. I'm shut. I'm scared now.
Let me tell you about this. The title really doesn't have anything to do with anything. I don't know if you remember.
Is that the actual spelling of Jigaboo, though? I'm pretty sure that that's.
Oh, my God. I did not. There is no. I did not. I never even think that word. And you're saying that. Whatever. I don't think whatever is a. I say whatever as a punctuation. It's not. If I was writing a speech, I might put the word whatever in it.
Go ahead.
It's a response to you doing something that I don't like. So I don't know if you guys remember, but last year or year before, whenever it was, this girl came up to me and told me that I looked like I had gained weight. And I made a really big deal about it. And I said, and it's a girl at work. And I'm like, who goes up to someone at work, some coworker, and just randomly says, hey, you look like you've gained weight. I'm sure I talked about this.
We all decided that Joe Batanz would be the girl that does that in the office.
So it happened to be a lady who is of Indian descent. She is from India.
Yes.
And some people had said, well, maybe they have a little bit different mannerisms and that's okay.
Right.
Maybe they're a little bit more blunt. Or whatever.
Like, I would expect that. I would expect that from a deaf person. Deaf people are incredibly blunt.
And so I have been working out so hard. But the problem is I have always wanted to look very skinny and smooth and not necessarily like a twink, because Joe Batanz will go, ha ha, he wants to look like a twink. Not necessarily, but I've always wanted to be, I'm short, so I've always wanted to have a petite frame to go along with my shortness. But I am from a family of burly men, of like dwarf kind of men, you know, with the barrel chest, the kind that have heart attacks more frequently because they say people with barrel chests have heart attacks. So I've got
I
a really
know
big...
If it was the Adam Burns show, the theme song would have to, I come from a blend of burly men, but they're short men with the barrel chest.
I'm incredibly hairy, like super, super hairy. And
someone please write me an Adam Burns theme song, please.
And I've got a really big rib cage. Like I'm thick. I'm a thick person.
That is so that is your new ringtone, down, sir. Congratulations. I'm thick.
I mean, think of the dwarf in Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yes.
So my whole life I've been fighting against that. And I've been trying to diet and exercise and shave myself and do all these things. And but it's very difficult because I think genetically I'm made to be not fat, but I'm just made to be husky. Oh, there you go. And recently, over the past year, there was no Pride 48 to really push me to lose weight again because I need an event to kind of push me to lose weight and get back looking twinkier.
Bigly.
And what? I know.
Bigly.
I know.
We're going to look more twinklier, bigly.
I can't achieve it, nor have I ever achieved it completely. And as the years go on, it's less and less achievable. So I'll use a different word because, again, Joe Batanz, I don't want to look like a twink, but I would like to be slender. And I don't like the fact that I'm hairy. I would like to be smooth. But it's so much work to shave yourself, regardless. Yeah. I did not have a big event to really push me to do the dieting part. And I like to eat. I like triple cheeseburgers from whatever. I've been doing P90X. We've already done two cycles of P90X since the summer.
If I had one of those, what do they call them? No, I was dinging myself. What do they call those?
I'm sorry that I didn't ding you because I'm supposed to be listening.
The auto-tune. That's what it is, the auto-tune. If I had an auto-tune program, you have so far said, I'm thick. I like to eat. It's like I could work that into a melody. I could make the Adam Burns song.
So
this is going to happen.
I'm not fat, but I am looking a little thicker and huskier at the moment. It's not like I'm wearing XXXL or anything. I'm wearing a large polo shirt, which normally I wear a medium. So I'm not, you know, I'm wearing 33. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that one.
You said you
know.
But
I'm wearing a 33 waist.
You said you know.
I know.
I know that didn't count.
So, bye, Tim in Alaska. Have a good evening. So, I will admit.
People listening, most of the people listening to this podcast have no idea why you just said goodbye.
I feel impolite if people say bye in the chat
room. Tim in Alaska, who was here
bye.
In the chat room, had dinner plans.
And I couldn't type.
He was leaving to go to his dinner.
So, I thought maybe he would hear me.
The man, I don't understand.
All that being said,
why the hell is he going out to eat dinner? Do you see the food he makes daily?
I know.
He makes enough food to feed like the Russian army every day, and now he's going out to eat.
And I would just like to say, on a side note, I coined the phrase Donna Reed of Alaska, and now that is his hashtag in all of his posts where he's showing what he's cooking.
Look at you.
So now, prefaced all that by saying, if I'm not on a very strict diet and shaving myself regularly, I tend to look more burly. I'm not fat. I'm just a little burlier. I walk into a meeting the other day with said same Indian lady. There are other people in the room. And for some reason, my workout routine comes up. And I say, I just completed P90X, like the 90 days of P90X. And this girl looks at me as if it's nothing and says, is that a very hard workout or is it for weight loss? Because you don't look any different. Now, was that required? Was that needed? Was that like,
I love this woman. Like, I love that. Can we have her on the show?
No, absolutely not. And, you know, I have to remain professional. I have to be nice to this girl, lady, whatever you want to call her.
I'm just saying, it's probably she's not the greeter at Walmart anymore. Just people come in.
And
hi, you need the conditioner for those split ends. That would be in aisle 5. Hi, how are you? Oh my God, those glasses are hideous. Why don't you check out the vision department over there?
And I will admit that that is true. I have not lost any weight, but I know that I've built muscle because I'm able to do so many more push-ups and all that kind of stuff, and my yoga's better. So athletically, I'm getting better, but it's true. I've probably put on a little bit of weight. Fine. But you don't have to say it. Like, can you just not? You don't even have to lie to me.
Can't you just say something to HR?
Well, it's not that
bad. They're not going to fire her, but they might send a... They may send an email to everyone in your... They may send an email to your department reminding people of the workplace environment.
I didn't go home in tears or anything.
No, but it doesn't matter because if she says that to you, like, what does she say to other people?
I don't know, but she is so... Well, did I... Oh, I don't know if I mentioned this on this show or not. She's the same one that came up to me and said, what happened to your hair? You didn't have hair before in the back, now you do.
I want to do a podcast with this woman. Anyway.
She did. She's like, I didn't notice, but last year, and oh my gosh. So I almost came home at lunch and did a Geeky Gay podcast because I was so floored, and I didn't. I saved it for this show.
Maybe she's like the woman on Survivor that they got rid of last week.
Maybe. I don't know. So we are starting a third cycle of P90X. Now, this was not spurred by her.
It's a complete coincidence.
It wasn't spurred by her. But this one, Mark and I are both going to watch our calories. We're going to do some sort of dieting because he has a tiny little tummy that he wants to get rid of.
That is awfully committal of you. We're going to do some kind of dieting.
Well, I didn't want to go into details.
We're going to do some kind of dieting.
I have picked out a diet.
Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor Eddie, E-D-D-I. D, Applegate, A, P, P, L, E, G, A, T, E, dead at 81. He was a star on the Patty Duke Show. I think that's about fine for the Patty Duke Show for this year. Okay, bye.
I'm sorry, did he say he was a star of the Patty Duke Show?
He needs to spell everything that he says. Just, Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That was so much better, RT.
What the fuck? Reed Catherine's lip most
everywhere. From Zanzibar to Bartlett Square. What cat? I don't know the words.
Oh my God. What a crazy pair.
Anyway. Yes,
by the way,
the words
that you glossed over there, a girl can only see the sights. But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Okay. So, RT Cruiser, yes, Kathy, he did die, and that is a celebrity. Congratulations, you win. That's my story. So we're going on I was already planning on committing to a diet.
Are you going to film it? Film it and just anonymously email them to her every morning? See?
No.
See?
No, I'm not. Right. On the reverse, anytime I lose weight, she also says, Adam, you're looking so good. You've lost weight. So, you know.
So she's an equal opportunity.
It goes both ways.
Bluntner. I don't know. Is that a word? Bluntner? Sure. We'll go with that.
Sure.
I feel like I've said a whole lot of things. I went to the haunted graveyard. This will be really quick. I went camping on Labor Day weekend, if you'll recall, with Brian from the Occasional Fag, Brian and David from the Occasional Fag podcast. And VJ from VJNet and Raul, who's Brian's boyfriend. And they go and do things around in this area. So this was a Halloween outing with them. So I got to go and be with them for the evening. Have you ever been to one of these evening Halloween amusement park deals?
I don't think that I have.
Well, it's basically after hours. They have areas of the park that you go through that have haunted houses in them. And by that, I mean, you walk through the graveyards and when people jump out and scare you. And they have chainsaws and stuff, and there's smoke machines everywhere, and but all the rides are open, so we went and rode the roller coasters and such, and then they went into the haunted graveyard and I went home. But it was fun. It was a very fun night. It was almost a full moon. It was the night before the full moon. There's a roller coaster at this park. The park that I was going to was Lake Compounds in Connecticut. They have a wooden coaster there called the Boulder Dash. And Lake Compounds is an actual lake in Connecticut, and it's backed up against a mountain. But Boulder Dash goes through the mountain. It goes around the mountain and across the... So it, most of the track of it is no more than 4 or 5 feet off the ground because it follows the curves of the mountain. And and it's a wooden coaster. It's an amazing coaster. It was awesome. You're like flying through the trees and stuff. It's hard to see at night, but I'm sure during the day. It has a really long wooden coaster, too. It was probably a good minute and a half ride. So that's long for a roller coaster.
Was it all shaky?
Oh, yeah. Well, a good wooden roller coaster, you should feel like you're going to fly off the track at any moment. Like, this will be the last thing that you experience in life. And we sat in the back car. And it was dark, so that was added to the, you don't even see the hills coming. You're just, oh, my God, I'm going to die. But yeah, so we went to the haunted graveyard. That was what we did for Halloween. Woo, Halloween. Adam, what did you do?
Halloween is called Gay Christmas, I believe. Or as Fatty says, Gay Crema.
Wow, that almost happened on mine. Why are there two?
Play the bottom one first, and then the one that has a two.
This is Rex Rivers for the Celebrity Death Phone. A giant wolf spider and all of her children were massacred by Adam Burns in the bathroom of his condo. The age of the spider was unknown.
Ah, absolutely.
And then play the second one.
How many spiders were there? Okay, yes.
The spider became a celebrity when he was mentioned by Adam Burns on the show.
Actually, I want to take back my ta-da, because Adam, well, I don't know, because you killed them.
I killed them, so it doesn't actually...
But you weren't the one that called in, because we said that they couldn't kill somebody and call in. They couldn't kill a celebrity and call in. So I, you know,
he is a first-time caller.
Yeah, I'm giving it to him. I say yes. I already played the ta-da, didn't I? I think I seem to recall I played the
Or
ta-da.
You did. Or at least he was calling from a number that's never called in before. He didn't mention whether he was a first-time caller or not.
He might work for the NSA. Maybe he has access to a lot of numbers. You don't know.
And I'm going to actually...
He has the best numbers.
I'm actually going to not tell my next story.
Oh. What? Are you saving it for Geeky Gay? God damn it, you are, aren't you? Because you told the first part of the story this past week on Geeky Gay. So if you want to hear Adam's last story of the week, you have to go to geekygay.tv. Is that the website? Geekygay.tv?
Geekygay.com, but I geekygay.com. Am not saving it.
You clearly I are. Just, you clearly
we've,
are.
We've gone long enough, and it's a long story, so we'll be at like 2 hours by the time I get done with it, so I just think it's good to cut it off right there.
News game. It's time for a news game. It's a news game. Which headlines will he choose? It is the DI news segment, the segment of the show where Adam will read three, count them three, headlines to me. I'm Daniel, in case you forgot. Only one of these three headlines will be true, however. It'll be my job to use my incredible, insane powers of deduction to suss out which are the two fake news stories and which one is, in fact, the real story. You may say to yourself, go ahead, do it. Do it. Do it. I said,
Oh.
I said, will you do it? Thank you. You may say to yourself, but there's absolutely no stakes involved here. Oh, no. Oh, no, friend. You would be wrong. At stake here is which birthday theme song we will play for the next segment. There you go. That is what I'm saying. If I win, you get the incredibly well-loved Dora the Explorer version. If Adam wins, you get the god-awful Leif Garrett that you have all written angry emails about in the past. Adam, what is our first news headline this week?
Well, first of all, I want to apologize because it's a really easy week. But there you go.
That means I'm going to lose.
It's a really easy week, Daniel. You should get this. No problem. You should really get this. Donald Trump buys children. is the first headline.
Donald Trump buys children. Are they missing words? Like, is it buys children ice cream or something? He actually bought children, huh? Okay.
The headline is Donald Trump buys children.
Got it.
Second headline. Small Indiana town to change name to avoid Clinton reference.
What state?
Indiana.
A small Indiana town to change its name to avoid a Clinton reference. Does it say what the Clinton reference is?
It does not. And the third headline, Donald Trump Jr. says women who can't handle workplace harassment shouldn't work.
All right. So Trump Jr. says, if you can't stand the heat, get back to the fucking kitchen where you belong, basically.
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. So we got the Indiana town that's changing its name to avoid a Clinton reference. We have Donald Trump buys children. I still am holding out that there's a missing word after that. Donald Trump buys children coal, like lumps of coal for Christmas. Something. There's got to be something after that. I'm gonna say that the real headline of these three is Donald Trump Jr. says, get your vajayjay back to the fucking kitchen, you toots. That's where I'm going with toots. Get your vajayjay back to the kitchen, toots. That's what Donald Trump Jr. said. That's an exact quote, I might add. I'm going to go with that headline, Adam. That is the true headline. Give me one of the fake headlines.
Donald Trump buys children.
I know. See? Yeah, that was just lazy. Not you. I mean, you read it from somewhere, but I'm just saying. Donald Trump buys children lube. Something.
I will tell you that every news headline that I read has gone around the internet at some point. Right. And been believed by someone.
Well, of course.
Yo, Adam, she smells like rotting meat. I don't know if you know that or not. She smells like the Secret Service telling me all the time that she smells...
Like he talks to the Secret Service. Like he just has, like, Saturday night poker with the Secret Service detail. Like Hillary's Secret Service detail sits down with fucking Alex Jones. I'm sorry.
I talked to him every Saturday night and they told me I'm sorry.
Have you ever watched Adam? Have you ever watched him? Alex Jones.
I haven't.
Oh, so good. He's on YouTube. So good.
I stay away from news and politics because they're both depressing.
Good. He's so fucking insane. All right, Adam, I'm going to stick with my answer. My answer, I am sticking with it. The small town in Indiana is a hoax. It is, in fact, Donald Trump Jr. just acting like his daddy. So.
All right. So the correct headline is... Donald Trump Jr. says women who can't handle workplace harassment shouldn't work.
There you go, Adam. And now we're switching to another thing so that we can play the prescribed music that you want, which is why I have to like stall here. And then I'm going to talk a little bit because it takes it a second before it really gets into it. But Adam, tell us about Donald J. Trump Jr.
On the 13th of October, 2016, the online news publication BuzzFeed posted a recording of comments made by Donald Trump Jr. when he was a guest on the now-canceled SiriusXM radio program The Opie and Anthony Show back in 2013. In the segment, Trump, the son of the 2016 Republican presidential nominee, complained about finding women in what had traditionally been a, quote, guy's place, and said that women who, quote, can't handle workplace harassment don't belong in the workforce. Trump, along with hosts Greg Opie Hughes and Anthony Cumia, or however you say his last name, were complaining about the presence of women who ruin their enjoyment of men's environments by complaining about harassment.
There you go. Sounds like a typical morning on the Opie and Anthony Show there, so thank you. Thank you very much, Adam, for that. The news segment, and now as my reward for all of you.
You know what? Today is such a special fiesta.
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay!
is the Dubious Intent birthday segment, a segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue, a clue is what I'm really trying to say there. Somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room. But first, I must drink some brain tonic. Let me just... all right, I'm ready, Adam. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening? Kick! Suddenly, I'm that man from that show.
I believe my seat went down a little bit there.
You felt short. I was like, that joke wasn't that funny that you would literally fall out of your seat. But I guess it was. Go ahead, Adam. All right. Didn't they just talk about this on Pod is My Copilot? This is the theme to the waitress lady, Alice, right? Alice.
Yes, it is the theme to Alice. I do have one other.
Oh wait, I didn't tell you who it was. Is it Linda Lavin?
It is Linda Lavin.
Linda Lavin. Yeah. All right, great. Yeah, I mean, like, honest, when you say Alice, who else is there on Alice? There was Verna or Vera.
Mel or whoever the cook was.
Mel.
The owner. Yeah,
who played him?
Guy.
I don't even, was it Vic Tayback that played him? How the fuck do I know that? How would I know the name Vic Tayback? That's just insane.
I don't know.
That's stupid.
But you don't know a lot of the names. Yes, Linda Lavin. Is she dead?
I don't know.
I think she might be.
I have no idea.
You know what? I didn't
ask Alexa.
I'm going to bet you
a dollar that Alexa doesn't know. But go ahead, ask her.
Oh, she's not dead.
Ask Alexa. I want to hear Alexa's answer.
Alexa, is Linda Lavin dead?
No. As far as I know, Linda Lavin is not dead. She is 79 years old.
Why? Thank you, Alexa.
All right. Here is our next. Well, I saw on YouTube a tribute to Linda Lavin, so then I thought, oh, maybe she's dead.
Only her career.
Here is our next song.
Oh, come on. Come on. This is not even hard. This is the theme to Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, I should have played. You know what I should have played?
I don't know. If I knew that, I would be way ahead. Hillary Clinton was a guest star on one of the episodes of Murder, She Wrote. I don't know if you know. Oh, wait. No, that was Vera Charles. Never mind. Sorry. They were both wearing pantsuits. That's all I remember. What? I can't hear anything.
Tale as old as time. True as it can be.
So this is... Barely even this is Jessica Fletcher from Cabot Cove. This is Angela Lansbury, but this is from Beauty and the Beast.
It is Beauty and the Beast.
But it is Angela Lansbury.
It is Angela Lansbury, and that singing that you just heard was her singing recently on September 19th, 2016, reprising that song on the Today Show or something like that at the age of 91 years old.
Have you seen Corey Feldman on the Today Show?
No.
Oh.
I watch Good Morning America.
YouTube, but do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen. YouTube Corey Feldman on the Today Show. These are recent. These are recent, like within the last like couple of months. They are so fucking bizarre. The man needs help. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know if the Today Show was doing this or Disney was doing this, but they did a couple of bits where they were both on the Today Show, I believe, where the actors or singers who sang original Disney songs.
Yeah.
Came back, you know, 20 years later or whatever. And the Aladdin folks came back and did.
Robin Williams is dead.
He couldn't. They got the prince and the princess and they did A Whole New World.
Oh, I don't know if
it was really good.
I don't know if I know who did the voice of Aladdin.
Well, I don't think it was anyone that was incredibly famous.
Hold on. No, wait. I do know. I do know. Because the speaking voice of Aladdin was the guy from Blossom, but the singing voice actually did a pizza commercial around the same time, and he was really cute.
His name is Brad Kane.
I'm looking him up right now. As I recall, he was quite cute.
The princess is actually Filipino, and she's a Broadway star, and her name is Lea Salonga.
Yeah, Brad.
Regardless.
Brad Kane.
They came back on the Today Show. And maybe they did it on Good Morning America as well, because what I'm looking at right now is Good Morning America. After 23 years, and they did this split screen kind of thing where they showed their young versions and their older versions, the guy totally did not sound good.
Aw.
the woman sounded great, sounded the same. Maybe a little older because your voice matures as you get older. But I believe she remained like a Broadway star and is still in stuff. Aladdin took us
on a magic carpet ride. I want to hear. I want to hear how bad he is.
Sure.
Not bad, just not as good.
I did a lot of Broadway.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Sing the goddamn song, monkey. It's come to you.
How did
By the way, I'm not saying that because he's black. I'm just saying that because, like, sing for us, monkey. Sing. Like, dance, monkey, dance. Wow, that was great.
And it comes quick.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You got the first. I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? Wait, I think that sounds great.
It sounds good, but if there's a YouTube video where they actually show the old version with the young folks, and then they show the recent one. And he's much better on the original.
Well, yeah, because that
maybe it's because he looks really cute.
Also, on the original one, that was probably wasn't a single take. It wasn't done live. It was probably several different recording sessions meshed together where he was.
I don't know. They were in a recording booth with an orchestra on the other side of a window.
Right, but when you hear them singing on a record, that is not just one take. That is a combination of, like, that is the best take of the word the and the best take of the word.
It was video.
World.
But it was
they
video
can show a
and
single
audio.
Video. They can show a single video and dub over the actual take that they took. The take that
I
they
realize,
took.
Daniel, he sounds good. I'm not saying he sounds bad.
You made
I just thought
feel
the younger
like,
version
made me feel like Brad Kane.
It wasn't horrible.
Like, I can show you the world.
No, not like that.
He's like Alex Jones, like, I can show you the world. Smell like rotten meat is what it smells like.
You can hear a little bit. Here, we'll let.
Tell me, princess,
just
when did you first let your heart decide?
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Yeah, there's a lot of vocal work.
Tell me, princess, now.
That's fine.
He sounds, you know what it is? He sounds younger.
Well, he is. Here's a shock, Adam. It was 23 years ago. He was younger.
And he's so cute. If you find the video of him, when
I
he
know,
was 23
I said,
years
I think I just
ago.
Said, he's still cute, by the way.
Super cute. Super cute. Anyway. All right. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Angela Lansbury's 91st
right.
birthday.
She was the teapot.
Yes, she was.
In Beauty
she
and the Beast.
She was the teapot. What was the name of that teapot, Adam?
I don't remember,
great.
But her
That's
son's
excellent.
Name
yes.
was Chip.
Yes, because he was a cup. I don't know.
With
I don't know how a teapot gave birth to a cup, but in fact, she had a cup child named Chip.
She did.
It was Chip.
All right. Here's our next one.
By the way, her name was Mrs. Potts, in case you're curious. This is the theme to Northern Exposure.
It is the theme to Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure, which was
Daniel.
Filmed in Sicily, Alaska. Well, actually, it was a fictional town of Sicily, Alaska. Well, I don't know if it's fictional. Tim from Alaska already left the chat room, but it's like it was based in the town of Sicily, Alaska, but it was actually filmed in Vancouver, I think.
All right, here's our next one.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I peace of mind.
No idea. Is this? Is
it's a television show.
Okay, great. I haven't watched every television show in the world. I don't know what. I don't.
All right.
What was the, what was the,
television
name, what
show.
Was the name of that television show?
By the way, Chad Michael Murray was or is very attractive. I don't know if he still is.
I don't know who
but
that is.
There you go. I have one more audio clip.
Texas Film Hall of Fame.
Oh, I know this guy. All right. He played Maurice the astronaut in Northern Exposure. I know he was on something else, but I don't recognize that middle theme song, and I don't know his name. But he's the old crotchety guy. He did commercials too, but I don't know. I give up, Adam. I'm going to take. I'm going to
diabetes.
No, that was Wilford Brimley that had the diabetes.
Oh no, okay.
I don't.
I get them confused.
Yeah, I don't know who is it.
Barry Corbin.
No, Barry Corbin is not that guy.
Barry Corbin is
no,
that guy.
No, Barry Corbin is a completely different character on...
That is Barry... I swear to you, that is Barry Corbin.
Oh, wow, that is.
I was watching
Wow, that totally is. Like, who is it? The guy that I'm thinking of?
Well, he was in Northern Exposure. I'm not sure.
No, but who's the other Corbin?
Sure,
who's the other Corbin that I'm confusing him with? The guy that did the radio?
Corbin Burns or Corbin Bernstein?
John
or
Cornett.
Corbin...
Thank you, Tennessee Tim. I was confusing him with John Cornett.
Barry Corbin. He also, I don't know if you've ever watched the TBS hit The Closer. They've now had a spinoff called Major Crimes.
The Opener.
But The Closer, he played the father of
The Opener.
The Closer.
I'm the opener.
No, she was this woman, Kira Sedgwick, and she was she closed cases. She was known as The Closer.
I keep walking in this room, and all the doors are closed. There's something that's got to be done about that. These doors can't stay closed forever. I hereby declare this day, the day in history that is today, I, Barry Corbin, will open the door because I am the opener.
Barry Corbin is 76.
Okay, great.
All right.
Yes.
Here's our next one.
That was for everyone that didn't listen to... Hold on, Adam. Wait, stop. That was for everyone that didn't listen to the Finding Prince Charming recap show. I was recycling a bit. And granted, on that show, I did it as a... damn it. Oh, shit. Where's my ding? I said. I did it as a... What's the guy? Donald Kiefer Sutherland. I did it as a Kiefer Sutherland bit. I just recycled a Kiefer Sutherland bit as a Barry Corbin bit. I just want you to appreciate the artistry buried in that, Adam.
All right. I do.
Hit me with the next one. Jesus Christ. This is the theme song to the prequel to Frasier. Sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Isn't it?
Daniel.
Yes.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, there, and also...
It is the prequel to Frasier.
It Cheers.
It's also known as Cheers.
Yes.
All right. Here's our next one.
Afternoon, everybody.
Oh, this is Norm from Cheers. That was played by... Oh, I just know his name. I knew his name, and it literally just flew out of my head.
I didn't see anything fly out of your head. Was it an invisible name?
It was. Invisibly flew out of my head. I know the guy's name. George Wendt, is that correct? George Wendt?
It is George Wendt.
What had happened is I immediately knew it was George Wendt, and then I started like latching onto the mailman, and I'm like, wait, what was Cliff Clavin's? What was that? Isn't his Ratchet, Ratner? My brain was stuck on that.
Ratzenberger, I believe.
Yeah, something crazy like that.
And he's the dog or something in Toy Story. But that
Ratzenberger,
is not
Ratzenberger,
George
not George Wendt. Yes, George Wendt was not in Toy Story.
Correct. He's 68 years old, and he's not in Toy Story. Here is the next one, Daniel.
This is the theme song to Third Rock from the Sun.
It is the theme song to Third Rock
from the Sun. That was quite the ensemble cast, featuring, I might add, a very young... Tommy the Science Officer. Who is the Tommy the Science? He's now a big star, but Tommy the Science Officer is now a big star. He sang with Lady Gaga.
Tommy the Science Officer? The one with the long hair.
Yeah, he no longer has long hair. Now he was in Looper.
His name is...
Ask Alexa. Ask Alexa who starred in Looper.
I know.
No, just ask Alexa who starred in Looper.
Alexa, who starred in Looper?
I'm not sure what you meant
by that
question.
Of course
you did. She doesn't.
You don't know anything, Alexa.
I'm getting Google Home, though. Maybe that one will know the answers.
Something Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt. There you go. Thank you, Sarah Paul's terrible accent.
Here is our next song.
Ahem. Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't.
Oh, okay. At first, I was just like, what is this, Ursula from Little Mermaid? No. You know what would have really made my day, Adam, is if he had used a clip of him playing Lord Worfen from Buckaroo Banzai Adventures Across the Eighth Dimension. This, of course, is the incredibly amazing, one of my favorite actors of all time. Whose name is immediately like right out one in your when
he's your favorite one.
I swear to God, I love this guy.
One of your top five.
Oh my God, I used to rave about it. John Lithgow. That's what it is. Just like I was pulling that
That's
out.
What
John
it is.
Lithgow.
He's 71 years old.
71 years young.
Are you ready for our last birthday?
Oh, God damn you, son.
Here we go.
All right, I'll try hot mess.
Describe these things that can literally be a hot mess. Ready? Go.
All right, this is Michael Strahan.
Candy.
From popcorn. The 25.
Not the host.
That we are. Candy.
Brown.
Wait, stop. If it's not the host, why did you play me a clip of Michael Strahan going, this is what the thing is, it's a thing, it's a thing.
I wanted you to get what show it was.
All right, give me the guy. Who am I going for?
Describe these things that can literally be a hot mess.
Be a hot mess.
Ready? Go.
Candy.
Popcorn.
No, the color that we are, candy.
Brown. Chocolate.
Yes. Hot from a mountain, volcano,
lava. Okay.
Is this the guy from Blackish, Anthony something? Because I don't know his last.
It is not the guy from Blackish.
Okay. It's not the guy.
But you got that this was $100,000 pyramid, correct?
Sure.
Okay, you did.
Hosted by Michael Strahan. I did. I said it was a 25. I thought it was a $25,000 pyramid, but yes.
Here's our next one.
We're gonna blow an ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second. Now bounce to this.
Okay. This is Snoop Doggity Dog or whatever his name is. Snoop Dogg.
Right? It is Snoop Dogg.
Now, the only reason that I know that Snoop Dogg did Gin and Juice is because one of my favorite versions of that song is a bluegrass version. Have you heard that before?
You may have played it for me before.
It's by a group called The Gourds, but yeah, it's let's see. That's the only reason that I know that Snoop Dogg did the original version.
I think I have heard that before.
Because the Gourds, when they sang it, said Snoop D-O-double-G. And so I was just like, oh, it must have been originated by Snoop Dogg. There.
Those are all, he's 45.
45.
And he was on $100,000 Pyramid, the new one, with Michael Strahan. And on his episode, it was Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, because they thought it would be funny to put Martha Stewart with Snoop Dogg.
Now I have a question. Earlier in this segment, you said that Chad Michael Murray was really hot.
He was in that show
what
that he was
show?
In. I was looking at
it. What show was it that he was in? Because I don't...
One Tree Hill.
Well, that was not any of the shows that we talked about this evening.
It was. Barry Corbin was in.
Oh, that was the theme song that I didn't know. Oh,
yeah.
See, it's all making sense now. Because I'm just like, wait, this... okay. That's so confusing. Anyway, there. Those are the birthdays that we have here this evening.
And we have birthdays over at Pride 48?
We might. We'd like to say a very happy birthday to Danny 2T and Angela 2BPacked. Happy birthday. If you'd like to have your birthday on the Pride 48 website, sign up for a free Pride 48 site. Hey, what is that? I just realized that Matt had called in with a tech segment question, which erroneously got filed under death phone, but he asked me about it in World of Warcraft the other day and I reclaimed it. I put it back into the thing and I didn't even see that. So we will do the tech segment after we do the contact segment.
Okay.
So do not prematurely end the show after...
Ejaculate.
I wasn't going to say that. Adam... this is the segment of the show, the contact segment, where we like to read our voluminous emails and play just the hundreds and hundreds of voicemails that we get every week. Sadly, we don't have the time to go through all of them, so we're going to forego any of the written emails this week and just get straight to the voicemails. Sadly, we only have enough time to play three. So let's listen to our first email, voicemail, shall we, Adam?
Guys, I'm new to the podcast. Became a recent fan of yours from your abortive Finding Prince Charming recap. RIP, the cast is sorely missed. Anyway, on today's show you brought up the episode of Golden Girls guest starring Latina hottie Mario Lopez, Mario and first Lopez. And filthiest thing I thought about was the Golden Shower Girls. Drop everything you're doing and watch it right in meow, you'll die laughing and hate yourself for it. You are probably aware of YouTube artist Sienna D'Enema, but when you didn't mention it, I assumed you didn't know about GSG. Disney took down his Golden Girls content months ago because lawyers. But anyway, you're in for a treat. Check out his other stuff too. I watch it when Logo TV programming makes me want to kill myself, and instead I laugh like a Trump supporter on bath salts. Keep it up, love the show. Insert hot catfish photo here. JD at Living Busted.
Thank you.
Sent from my iPhone.
Thank you, JD. Did you hear whose YouTube I'm supposed to look at?
There's a link in the Trello card.
Oh, there is. Okay. Let's see. I close this and then I go here. Let's see. Who is this? Who am I looking for?
It's long, though, so we can't play the whole thing on the
Just
show.
Just tell me. Give me the summary. We won't play it.
It's some gay guys voicing over the Golden Girls.
Oh, okay. So we'll just play a small clip. So this is an episode of the Volt. This is an episode of the Golden
Girls. girls. Oh, that was
Facts of Life. That's Charlotte Ray. That's like, you get a ding just for that. This is the Golden Girls voiced over on Funny or Die, I think. I haven't heard it. You have, but I'm just playing a small clip.
Oh, he escaped. Dorothy, you were supposed to tie him up in chains. Oh.
I did, but you know how greasy those Mexicans are. Sorry, that was racist.
Hate's gonna go to the police. We're gonna go to jail for kidnapping.
Oh, shut the hell up, Rose. I don't need this kind of pressure right now. All right, look, he went out the sliding door. Maybe he didn't go far.
All right, so if you've ever seen Mystery Science Theater 3000, it's very similar.
Maybe it's one guy. I don't know. It's a gay guy voicing over all the parts.
Thank you, JD. Oh, you do. Appreciate it. Hey, Adam, we got a call from Big Fatty. Now, I'm going to guess he's basically just going to repeat something that he's called us and told us before.
We'll see.
It was so nice meeting you the other night at the Pride 48.
It's probably going to be something like that. This call comes in from Big Fatty. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hello, lovies. I just wanted to call. I heard you chewing my ass out recently on the little show about having a kerfuffle about the sign language.
Yes.
Interpreter.
Yes.
It was a shame on you. Shame on you. And I'd just like to clarify.
Shame.
It's very much like Aunt Clarify. That I was not making fun of him. I was just making the observation that he just made me kerfuffle with all of his over the top facial expressions and hand gestures and all, very much like this. Okay, Bethany, that was lovely. He became a celebrity here in Charleston and across the state for his over the top reactions and facial commentaries, Big Fatty facial commentaries. Big Fatty, how do you
say, you know, facial commentaries was my stripper name in the 80s.
Hey, thank you for calling in the sign language. I don't know, but I bet that Daniel Beaver could tell us.
Could.
Yes, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling, or should I say, Big Fatty is silly.
I'm just worried, Adam, that we're going to lose deaf listeners over this. That's my feeling.
Oh, Daniel.
Thank you, Fatty. I wasn't chewing your ass. I was just pointing out that there's a reason why they gesticulate and give the over-exaggerated facial expressions. That's all. I was trying. Now, he could be a horrible signer. I don't know. Maybe if you're a deaf listener of ours, call us and let us know.
All right.
You ever gotten a call from a deaf guy?
I don't believe I've ever gotten a call from a deaf guy. No.
So it's weird because
Oh, wait. Maybe I have. Yeah, I think we had a listener.
They have a service that calls for this. So
I think we had a listener.
They get free a text. It's called a TDD, but it's a text terminal that they get that they can use. They get it for free. And it's a service that's provided by the government that is free for them. And they type, and then the person acts as an intermediary. So you get a call from someone else who says, hello, I am a text interpreter for a deaf person. You're getting a call from George. Everything I'm saying, is directly from George. I just said, And
I've done it. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was a listener of my previous show.
You know, that works.
Isn't it
so fucking weird that that works? For years, I made fun of my dad for going to Toastmasters with the fucking bell thing. But that thing actually works.
Well, I don't know. You've still said the words you didn't want to say several times.
Yes, but not nearly as much as an episode without it. I'm just saying, from the beginning of this episode, I'm much more cognizant of those pauses.
Well, I think what we need to do is Tim in Alaska left, but we need to have him go back and listen to the episode and be impartial and let us know. Have you seen those things he's been posting on Facebook?
I've seen his food that he's been posting.
The photos. What does he have? Like a big Emeril Lagasse kitchen?
Yes.
With, he had a rack that you put pasta over.
Yeah, it's called a pasta drying rack. Duh, don't you have one?
A pasta rack? No, I do not have a pasta drying rack.
How dare you? And you call yourself 1%. How dare you?
I said this already, but he is the Donna Reed of Alaska. I imagine him like with pearls and opening in the door and saying, Jeff, Mary, clean your room. I don't know if you ever watched that show.
I did not. Our final call comes to us. I did watch Donna Reed. Our final call comes to us from Musing.
They had a death phone call right at the beginning of Donna Reed. The theme song.
Oh, because it rings.
Yeah.
Okay, great. This final call comes to us from Canada, Adam, because that is where Musing Mark lives. He's in Canada. I know you were curious about that on your Geeky Gay show.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for letting me know.
Musing Mark lives in Canada. Okay, here.
Canada.
Canada.
Right. Hi, guys. I'm sorry to hear that Daniel Fael prayed to that sophisticated Indian IRS phone scam. I can see how it happened. As everyone knows, whenever the IRS wants to contact you, the first thing they do is call and threaten to sue you. Happens every day, so don't feel stupid, Daniel. By the way, I want to mail Daniel a big box of money. All I need from him is his credit card number to pay for the shipping and handling.
Yes.
Please also provide his date of birth, social security number, and mother's maiden name, just in case they ask for at the post office. Best regards, Musing Mark.
You know, it's so weird. Musing Mark does his own podcast and yet can't make a phone call. What is this? What is it? Is the night of the robo voices on? I get it. It's a joke because I fell.
Well,
for
okay. No, it's a joke.
It's a joke because I fell for that scam. What, you're gonna fess up?
I'm gonna fess up though. I've decided that when we get emails, we're gonna play them as robo calls. We're going to have put them in a voice to speech, and translate them and play them as voicemails.
Wow, aren't you devious?
So that is, and Musing. I only had two voices to choose from, and I wanted to give Musing Mark a different voice, so he got the woman. JD was a new caller. He got the British man.
That's it? Those are your choices on your text-to-speech, is a British man.
Well, I could have. It was the first thing that came up when I Googled. So I'm sure there are more options, but that's the one that I had.
Okay, great. Let's get out of this that we do, because that's what we do.
3, 2, 1. Don't forget.
I'm not forgetting, Adam. It's time. We have gotten a tech question, and even though it's against my better judgment to continue the tech segment after the thorough thrashing that I got from Baron Frosty the last time that I offered technical advice to anyone. And he was very mean to me, very mean to me. And I swore that I would not do another tech segment. But this is Matt. This is Matt. This is SBA Matt. This is Chubbs Gone Wild Matt. I have to.
Matt would never make fun of me.
Matt would never make fun of me. So I have to do this. So. Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it. It is the Dubious and Technology segment of the show where we answer your technology questions. Adam, this week we have gotten a tech question from the one and only Matt from Chubbs Gone Wild. Do you know Matt from the Chubbs Gone Wild?
I do. I've actually been on his show.
Wow, I've never been invited on Chubbs Gone Wild.
Not Chubbs Gone Wild. I've been on
I think that Indian woman put in a word for you on the Chubbs Gone Wild show. I think that's probably why you were on there.
I should probably say,
you know, I've started to put on winter weight.
Hey, Matt, give me a call because I will take a picture of myself shirtless with my gut hanging out, eating a triple meat cheeseburger from Whataburger.
Is that a beer behind you? Beer behind you on your counter?
Well,
you don't drink beer.
It's...
Oh, it's cider.
It's
cider.
It's a green apple ale. Okay. It's not.
Anyway, so we got this technical question here from Matt. Let's listen to it, shall we, Adam?
Hey, Dubstep and Ted. It's Matt from Chubbs Gone Wild. Love me. Hi. Okay, so I have a tech question.
Yes. That's why you're here in this segment.
Okay, so in Gmail, usually whenever I drag a photo from my desktop to the email that I'm sending and drop it directly in, if it's a certain type of file like a PDF or, like an editing file or something like that, it automatically just goes to attachment. But if it's like a JPEG, it automatically just embeds into the email itself. So it's displayed in the email. However, in my main email, it no longer does this. Everything that I drop into it, regardless whatever picture or anything else, it automatically goes to attachment. Now, I've been through my settings, and I've been trying to troubleshoot it, and the only way that I can get it to actually display in the email now is to actually go to the icons below and click the, insert into email as photo, blah, blah, blah. So, but all my other Gmail accounts do it the way it's always done. So I don't know what setting I did or hit or whatever's going on, but I want to know if there is a way that you guys know to make it go back to whenever I just drag something, a general JPEG from my desktop, that it just embeds into the email. So that is my question. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Okay, great. Adam, I have an answer for that. Do you have an answer for this?
I have no idea.
Okay, great. So here's the thing. Email has often been referred to as the original killer app in the sense that everyone has email. It's kind of like the universal client, no matter what platform you're on, whether you're on a Mac or a PC or a Commodore or a Linux box or some kind of weird Chromebook derivative or a tablet. You have email. Email is on all of those platforms. No matter, you may not have an email, but whatever the platform is, it has a place for email. So I'm gonna step back here for a moment and admit to you that I don't know specifically the answer to your question, but I have a really strong suspicion of what the answer is. I work for a healthcare organization, and we are governed by a law known as HIPAA. And that law basically states that we cannot give out any kind of identifying information about a patient, be it their social security number, their name, what their disease was, blah, blah, blah. We're not allowed to make any of that information public. We're allowed to see it if it's part of our job, but we're not allowed to share that information with anyone. In fact, we're quizzed on it yearly, having to take those stupid 12-question quizzes, you know, that they do in the... Oh, I said, you know. Thank you. And where they say, like, you saw your neighbor, I said, like. They say things such as... it was actually a legitimate use of the word like. They ask you things... Such as, if you saw your neighbor leave the hospital, what should you do? A, call them and ask them if they're okay and find out what they were there for. B, look up their chart and see what they were, you know, who they were there to visit. Two, I said, you know. The correct answer, as it turns out, is, you know, the C answer. I said, you know. The correct answer is C, which is you're not allowed to say anything because you're... Anyway, the point being is that our email system is set up in such a way. No, that was an actual proper use of the point being.
I was going for anyway.
Ah, I didn't catch that. Our email is set up in such a way that if we send PHI, which is what we call patient healthcare information, to another person in our department, like let's say I'm working on a project with Adam and I need to send him a spreadsheet that has a whole bunch of patient information in it. I'm allowed to do so because we are both on the same email domain. We are both at ynhh.org. So that email technically never goes out into the public internet. It only stays within our local intranet. And since we're both covered by PHI as an organization, that is not a violation. If I send that information to anyone outside of our information, it has to be encrypted. It has to go through. We have to make sure that we have an agreement with that person that they're actually allowed to see that PHI, or we have to scramble the information. And we have entire systems that will take large sets of data and scramble their social security numbers, or scramble their last names, and insert random characters for last names, and change addresses and swap around, you know, different kind of any kind of identifying numbers that we have. All of which is to say, my suspicion is that the email that you're sending it to, that it is not embedding the photo, is not someone else who has a Gmail account. Because although email is universal, you dragging a picture and dropping it on your email and it showing up in line is actually a function of the Gmail client. Even though it may appear in your screen to be in line, if that person has a Hotmail account and they are using Outlook Express to download that email, it is not going to look like it is in line for them. All things are attachment. Anything that is not text is an attachment to an email. Email has existed since the beginning of the internet. There was no inline images at the beginning of the internet. So everything is treated as an attachment. It's just whether or not the email client decides to list it that way or not, unless it's an HTML. Unless it's an HTML email. What? Was that what you were going to say?
I just tested that out and entered an email address that was a non-Gmail person.
But,
and it put the photo in line.
Okay. But I know that Matt has a combination of Gmail accounts and also has, what is that thing that they bitch about all the time? The Google, where you can buy the Google.
Now I would ask you this question.
Answer my question. What is the Google thing?
Is it a Google Apps?
Yes.
Email.
If it's a Google Apps account, it may behave differently than a public Gmail account, is my next guess. But it doesn't really even matter, Matt. Because what you see is not necessarily what the person receiving it is going to see.
Basically, we don't know. Good luck.
Search for HTML email. Dear God. I'm taking that whole thing out. I'm going to take that whole thing.
You're not taking it out.
That whole thing, I'm taking it out. It was shit advice. It was shit. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just kept it. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail upgrade it, charge it. That was a complete waste of time. That was that segment. That segment was a waste of time to listen to segment.
We love.
No, it's not true. Andy Vera Charles in the chat room said that it is shit. She said it was shit to listen to also. I paraphrased her because I didn't want to say tutu because it was more of visual. Like tutu, like no one was wearing a tutu. That's not a thing. Adam, are you wearing a tutu?
No, we've done it. We have done a second Thursday in a row.
And a second train wreck in a row, I meant.
It wasn't, actually. You're unhappy with your tech segment. But I think the rest of the show, I think the tech segment was fine.
Yeah, now you're just mentioning the tech segment, ensuring that I don't edit it out of the show.
The tech segment was fine. The one where Matt called and had a question about email that you answered, it was fine.
It was the best.
Until...
It was the best answer that we give the best answers. Bigly. Bigly, we give the best answers.
It was.
That email smelled like rotten flesh is what it did. It smelled like rotting animals is what it was.
Well, Daniel, why don't we get on our knees and pray?
Why are we going to pray?
To make these shows less of a train wreck.
Yes.
Because Thursday is the new Sabbath.
Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 229-234-7587 or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. I hope you use Jeff.
I almost stopped my recording because I was like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and send that over to him right now. And then I was thinking, oh,
Adam,
no, I talk still.
Adam, for the artwork this week, I want you to use Jeff.
Jeff. Okay, I will use Jeff.
Is there a shirtless picture of Jeff?
Did you masturbate to Jeff when you were younger?
Oh my God, so much. Like, so, it was crazy. crazy how much. Anyway. Yeah, thanks for the second Thursday, folks. We really do appreciate it. Every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern time here on Pride48.com. Make sure you come and join us. It'll be fun.
I should use the old picture of him. You know, he was like 8.
Good night.
You masturbated to an 8-year-old?
Good night, David.
Good night, Chet. You backwards did again.